Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast.
Live at the hill.
In the hill here in Cypress. Finally, we got a podcast where it's not bad weather outside. Feeling kind of nice. Feeling kind of frisky. A little chilly. It'll be like 33 tonight.
Is it?
Yeah. It's going to be cold. Classic Houston weather. It'll be 33 when you wake up, and they said it'll be 60.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. We were talking about that last time.
That's ridiculous. So, hope everybody went and checked out the video.
If not, please do.
It's doing really good right now. I mean, last time I checked, it's like some, you know, hits are getting up there. We appreciate it, man. Everybody really digs it.
Come on, you got to go vote for your Texas boys. We're fighting against some of those national people, and we'd love to kind of kick them in the butt.
Yeah, let's get up on there in that top 12 for sure. So that's cool. We appreciate everybody going out and voting. I know the director, Matt Kaysen, really appreciates this. This is his first video, so he's calling me every day, checking on it. So that's good stuff.
We're denying his phone a friend on these podcasts.
We haven't really learned how to take phone calls on the podcast other than a really loud speakerphone. But I got a fun show coming up on Friday at the Hall of Fame with Kyle Park. Got word today that it's maybe sold out. Really psyched about that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Out of everything I called and told you today, I forgot to tell you that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Kyle Park kicking it in CS. Kyle's huge, man. And I'm psyched to play it. It's going to be... We always have fun at the Hall of Fame. I'm so glad, too, because we've tried different venues around College Station.
You remember, when we were 18 years old and we thought that, oh, it's just as easy as going to hang out with these little promo packages we put together.
Yeah.
And I drove into College Station. We drove around and hit up all the places, and we walk into the Hall of Fame and, I think handed it to like the bar manager or something like that. And we're like, oh, yeah, surely they're going to call us back. That was the last time I walked into the Hall of Fame up until, I don't know, a year or so ago when we played there.
Yeah. A
couple months ago.
It is terrifyingly large.
It's big.
and the mirrors along the back wall
make it bigger.
Yeah, it's deceivingly big. But it's we have so much fun. All you College Station folks come out. We always have a good time hanging out and playing at that place. I haven't seen Kyle since we did the MDA function.
Down at the Warehouse Live. Yeah.
We were like 3 years ago.
It was longer than that, man.
This guy's huge now.
That was like 06.
Yeah. This guy's huge now. This is going to be fun.
I know.
So y'all come out and check that out. Also, in 2 weeks, we'll be with right here in Cypress, Texas with Mr. Cormore at Cypress Roseville. That'll be fun, too. Probably be sold out. That'll be awesome. So a lot of fun stuff happening. But we wanted to kind of, for this podcast, we wanted to kind of do a little rewind here on a show we played a couple weeks ago. We talked about it on the podcast. When we played the Roseville Whedon show, there was two guys that played with Whedon who no longer play music. And you see this often, as depending on how long you've been a part of the scene.
Various reasons. Yeah. People get burnt out. People just move on with families and things like that. I mean, it happens for all sorts of different reasons.
Well, one of the guys, the bass player, Jake Blackwell, no longer plays bass. He used to play for Honey Brown. Great guy, great musician. Was like bass player of the year for Austin. You know, Austin has a little Austin Press Awards. I don't know if he was the bass player of the year, the top three in Austin, whatever.
He's nominated anyway.
He's a good bass player and really super nice guy. We've known him for 7 years now. And then the other one was Ryan James. Unbelievable songwriter, great voice, and a drummer. He played drums for Whedon. And it got Mitch and I thinking, especially about Ryan James, like, man, I wish that guy was still playing and writing. I know he still writes, but I wish he was still touring and putting out records because he's so good. And we got to see him at the end of the night, at the after party, like 4 a.m., play a couple songs acoustic for us back at the house. And that was so cool. Like, killing myself that I didn't, flip camera it. But it got us thinking about other musicians or bands that are either no longer playing or, you know, either because they're no longer with us or they've retired. bands that Mitch and I never got a chance to see or did see that no longer play and wish we could see. So that's kind of what we're going to toss around today here on the podcast. And we'd love to hear yours when we post the podcast on Facebook. You know, let us know who you wish, you know, you could have gotten to see or wish was still playing. You know, one, you know, to start off the bat, I mean, just to get a conversation started, which I know is close to your heart because you're a big fan, was like, I would have killed to see a Rider in the Round with Townes Van Zandt.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean.
Well, it would depend on the night.
Well, yeah.
It depend how deep he got into that whiskey bottle.
That makes it different. I mean, not to be cynical. I mean, we know the man basically died of his vices, you know, alcohol and drugs, and whatnot. Do you go see a sober Townes Van Zandt, or do you go see a really, you know, messed up where somebody has to take the guitar hand out of the crowd and finish his songs for him, Townes Van Zandt? Or, I mean,
no, you see a young Townes Van Zandt.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'd rather see a young Dylan. I mean, I know he's still playing, but.
Oh yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm a total on the folk side.
Now, does this have to be of people who've retired, or can it just be like an all-time wish list of?
Oh, it can be.
Shows you would have liked to see.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if I'm naming one, I would have loved to seen Dylan back when Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were his backing band.
That's a good one.
He did a whole freaking like world tour with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers as the backing band. How sweet would that be to see Mike Campbell?
Oh yeah.
Shredding on some Dylan tins.
Some Dylan tins, exactly. That's a good point. How about the folk festival, the Newport Folk Festival, when he first brought out the electric guitar?
My first one electric.
And they
played Maggie's Farm.
They tried to cut the snake with the sound snake with an axe.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. I'd have been
pumped. That was Pete Seeger's father, by the way, who tried to do that.
Yeah.
Freaking banjo players, what are you going to do?
But that's good, that's good. Me, my all-time, you know this because you've known me for so long, but I would have died to have seen a young, full-band Zeppelin concert, you know, complete with, you know, ridiculous, over-the-top 20-minute Jimmy Page solos to, you know, Moby Dick with
Bonham
just going off on that. I mean, I would do anything to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the point where... I mean, if they did a show, you know, with Bonham's son or something, I would still go and totally enjoy it. I don't think Robert Plant can hit those notes anymore, but...
Well, I mean, if we're going to go there, I mean, there's obviously Elvis. I would have loved to seen a young 60s Elvis.
You like Fat Elvis?
I'm not big of a fan as the older Elvis as I was the younger one, but the guy who I really, really, really wish that we had had the opportunity to see, which died way before his time, Buddy Holly.
Yeah. Hey, Texas has his own Buddy Holly. His name's John Evans.
Yeah.
Check him out. But no, I totally agree, man. I mean, the list is just ridiculous. I mean, it was just that time. It was just that era, that time frame, really, the 60s and 70s were.
Well, it was when music was being just kind of not rediscovered, but almost reinvented.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean,
all types of music. Rock was doing something different. Country was doing something different. I mean, it's the best thing about music. That's why I love doing it so much. Is it's forever evolving.
Oh yeah,
always.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think about. I mean, people, a lot of people that I talk to don't understand why a guy like Kurt Cobain would go down as like one of the greatest guitar players of all time. Like guitar players. Yeah, when Guitar Magazine came out, he was in the top 10. And it wasn't necessarily because of his skills, but I mean, he was the first one with that grungy, heavy distortion.
Yeah, he did kind of.
I mean, think about it. You could put a Nirvana song out right now, and it would be on the top of the charts just like it was in the early 90s.
That's true.
You know, I mean, it was innovative in its own right. I mean, I guess that list was a little subjective. I mean, if you're talking about actual pickers, I wouldn't put him in the top 10, let alone the top, you know, 50. But if you're talking about innovators on the guitar, for sure.
I didn't know that. I would have argued forever and always.
Well, yeah, because every list I see, the biggest omission from the top 10 was Stevie Ray Vaughan. And speaking of people we wish we could have seen.
Oh, yeah. Really?
But I would have seen him.
How am I a guitar player and not have seen this list?
I don't know, this was like 2 or 3 years ago, because I remember looking at it and going, I'm not even a really good guitar player by any. I'm a bad rhythm player, and I didn't get some of the names on the list, but... If we were going to see Stevie Ray Vaughan, just because of our experience and the stories we've been told, I'd want to see him at Fitzgerald's when a night when he was not supposed to play, and he just gets up with some young band and starts shredding. That would have been the way to see Stevie Ray Vaughan, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. The list is ridiculous. I mean, Floyd obviously has got to be on your list.
Yeah, I mean, you can still predict. The problem with Floyd is you can still go see their show. And I mean, it sounds.
Right, but whose side are you on?
Gilmore. How can you not be on Gilmore's side?
I don't know.
Sorry, I mean, Waters fans. I just, to be real honest, I think they're both pompous English pricks.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
But,
No, that's absolutely true. I heard that.
Here's a question. If you want to see Floyd, you want to see him pre-Gilmore with Syd Barrett.
You have to be a little crazy, a little off your rocker to pull that one off. I heard recently that Roger Waters came out at one of his shows and apologized for being the pompous English dick that basically broke up Pink Floyd, and then he played like all these old Pink Floyd songs that he hadn't played in forever.
I did not know that.
During this year's tour that he's on. That was really cool, but I mean, there's just circumstances that, you know, cause these folks to either not, you know, not be playing anymore, and it's a shame. I mean, there's a lot of people. I know Corey, our guitar player, would have loved to have seen help me out here, Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Flying Burrito Brother.
The Birds? The Birds?
Goodness, no. What is his name?
Roger McGuinn?
No. It's killing me.
Well, Flying Burrito Brother. Graham Parsons.
Graham Parsons, thank you. Yeah.
I said, you're listing all these things, you know, that Graham Parsons.
I'm thinking, yeah, Corey's a big Graham Parsons fan. I know he would totally. Graham Parsons.
How are we forgetting the number one band of all time, so much so that they named themselves The Band?
Oh yeah. Oh no. And that's funny because
what I would pay to be at the last waltz.
Oh god.
Ugh.
Unquestionable. And the funny part about it is we as a band, Rosehill, with our band members, like, we fight all the time about music. Not all of us have the same taste, but every person in our band would give anything to be at a show like that, you know? I mean, there's very few things that we all agree on, and that's one of them for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, we still need to, I mean, we can still go see Levon.
Red Dirt Jam, or Red Barn Jamboree.
Bring it on. Anybody want to go up to upstate New York? Anybody?
Woodstock.
Yeah, bring actually. It on. Bring it on. You pay for the tickets, I'm in. So, that goes back to the Dylan thing, too. I mean, would you... You want to see Dylan with Tom Petty's band, but don't you want to see Dylan with the band backing him up, you know?
Yeah.
Robbie Robertson over there playing, you know, short haircut, you know, clean cut looking, being in Dylan's band. That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah.
No?
I like the band as the band. I mean,
it doesn't really do it anymore.
It doesn't blow my skirt up when they backed Petty as much as it would to see Dylan, as much as I'd like to see Tom Petty. Mike Campbell, really. That guy, in my opinion, he's...
He's up there?
He is one of the top guitar players.
I can't remember if he was on there or not. I'm sure he was.
No, for the Last Waltz?
No. For that, the guitar magazine thing I was talking about.
Oh, he better be, or it's not credible.
No, I get you. I mean, that's something to say, though, about... I mean, we could do a whole thing on Petty alone. Like, I mean, the guy always took simple notes and simple songs and made them so awesome. I mean...
Well, he's like Dylan Jr., really. Listen to him. Listen to the way he phrases his words. I mean, there's so many similarities between Dylan and Petty.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But, I mean...
Are you a bigger Petty fan or a bigger Dylan fan? Or is that apples and oranges? When you really get down to the songwriting craft of... Because Dylan has been so many things throughout the years... Whereas Petty has always been Petty.
No way.
No?
No, man. Check out Running Down a Dream.
Right, no, I...
The
I
original, mean, they had, him and his original drummer had a falling out because of musical differences.
Right, but I'm talking about where Dylan went from, you know, quote-unquote protest song singing folk guy to, you know, electric, to country, to whatever the hell he's doing, to rock and roll when he, you know, doing stuff with Petty's band and the Traveling Wilburys. I mean, Petty never really did that roller coaster. I mean, I've never heard a country Petty record. Or a Petty country record. I don't know. I always put things backwards. Dyslexic. So, I don't know what to tell you.
don't know. I mean, I think, you know, Dylan came before Petty. So it's a chronological order.
Ryan Adams came after Petty. Yeah. Did you put him in that line?
I don't know, man.
I think his latest record, No Bueno.
From what I heard, it sounds like they should have left him as B tracks.
Yeah, it sounds like a B cut deal. Anybody else out there that you can think of that you wish you could have seen?
Let's just get down to recent bands that we've come across, you know, in our short musical life. Macon Grayson.
Oh yeah. Are they not together anymore?
I heard that they're no more.
That's crazy. We used to have a blast when we played with those guys. We wore that record out on the road, man. That's a good call. I forgot about them.
Those guys were really good.
Do you remember The Great Divide when McClure was singing lead?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was good stuff. That was like college for me, you know? Like thinking back to my college days. I mean, the lyrics were so simple, but I was always wasted when it was playing.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's why you like it.
Yeah. probably.
I don't know. There's a ton of them out there, man.
I would have liked to seen the Highwaymen together.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, shit. How are we leaving Mr. J.R. Cash off the list?
I know. God, that's crazy that we... I mean...
And Waylon.
Yeah.
Merle. I've never seen Merle play.
I've seen Merle at the rodeo. Damn good. Still, damn good. I'd go see him right now. He used to play... He used to play way back in the day, that little... It was funny because, you know, Silver Wings. He used to play Silver Wings Dance Hall in Brenham.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. How cool would that have been? And a little... I mean, there's certain guys that you want to see. Like, I want to see Johnny Cash in prison. I want to see him in a prison show. I don't know why. I want to see a guy like Waylon or Merle in a dance hall or a dive. You know, not in a big stadium or...
I want to see him in a dive in New York City.
Yeah.
Where he gets up there and says... I'm gonna play some country music, and if you don't like it,
yeah, get the hell out. Right,
you.
Right.
I mean, that's where I want to see him.
Oh yeah, I mean, just that would have been awesome. I guess our point in all this is, obviously, a lot of these guys we never got to see play because of our age, or something or other. The main point though is appreciate the music that's around you now. If you found somebody that you really dig, go and see their show because
don't miss the opportunity. Yeah, because it might not always be a band, you know, and then you're just stuck with CDs and YouTube.
So go check it out. You know, be a fan. See their shows when they're in your town if you can, because you just never know, you know, what's gonna happen. And that's about it. That's what we wanted to tell you, to let us know who you wish you could have seen. You know, we're Rose Hill.
We're out.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Ride with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us at www.rosehill-live.com. And please, keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to support your local live musicians.